Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Okay, let's go. We've got a show. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. Here's some adverts. You should have been subbing. Now you're seeing the adverts. Do you want to donate? It's not for charity. It's for Ian Lee and Kathy B. This is our job. And our donation target for April was £700. We made it. We made it earlier on today.
Thank you.
So we upped it a little bit. The money gets split 50-50. If you want to donate, there's the link in the chat. streamelements.com/TLNA/tip. Also, if you're on the computer, if you scroll down, there's a picture of a cat saying thank you. And if you click on that, you can go there and donate. You can donate with credit card or with PayPal. Something interesting.
Come on.
It's the first time that Limmy's been in the stream, and I've not been nervous that Limmy's been in the stream. Reclaiming. I'm reclaiming myself. I'm feeling so... I think the word is confident. I love Lemmy. I think he's brilliant. He's one of the greatest minds of our generation. But before, I've felt very intimidated by him, and I've compared myself to him, which is nuts. You know, it's crazy.
Even though his autobiography was the most honest, inspiring. You know, this is not a man who walks around thinking he's the king of the world all the time.
Oh, well, I mean, he nearly killed himself a couple of times, you know. And I found his autobiography in particular very, very inspiring.
Yeah.
Particularly in terms of, you know, stuff. In terms of, you know, stuff. He talks about kissing a bloke in there when he's a teenager. And, but it was the first time he's been in, and I've not thought.
Now I must perform.
Yeah. And that, I think, is a culmination of. I don't know what it's a culmination of everything that's led me to this point in my life to be sat here at 7:55 on Thursday the 8th of April. I've been doing a lot of work, some of it consciously, some of it unconsciously. It's led me to that point today. I love you, mate.
Thanks.
You're my best friend. Arbel, you didn't get banned for mentioning Limmy before. We can have this conversation if you want. You didn't get banned for mentioning Limmy. The fact that you don't know why you got banned kind of says to me maybe you didn't learn anything from that ban.
Newman Charles is trying to help babies first puke out with the relationship. Is that your wife? And Newman Charles is saying work wife. No, I think you're spelling business partner wrong.
Hello, caller. Oh, that's why we don't take withheld numbers very often.
Wasn't ready.
Was it?
Wasn't ready. I love you. I think the world of you. I'm really proud of
you. I didn't give you permission to touch me.
I don't need it.
She doesn't.
I'm really proud of you. And God, look how far you've come.
I think one of the cats has done a shit.
ADHD.
No, stinky cat mum. Stop going on about that mug. You didn't cause offence, but don't, you know, stop going on about that. And I'm proud of you. Because you've come a long way.
Uh-huh.
You're looking like a country and western style. I love it. Love that. Oh, I love that shirt.
It's
I love
a
that
great
hair.
Shirt. I've had this shirt a long
How
time.
How do you make your hair straight? You
just like
lying. Are you straighteners?
Yeah.
Arthur Lee ruined his hair by trying to iron
God,
it
but they used actual irons.
Yeah.
No, I didn't wash it today, and as you know, it's wavy, and because it's got a layer in it that's growing out, it looked like a mushroom, so I straightened it.
Baby's first week, what do you mean by celibacy at its finest? What are you talking about? I'm so close.
Is it all or nothing for you, baby's first
week?
Here's
the thing. I know that we're going to regret not banning that person earlier on.
Yes, of course.
Because my instinct is hot. Yes, what do you want?
Tonight. Marmalade. Did you know that you can actually make marmalade with lemons?
Yep.
Oh, did you? Oh, you've stolen my thunder. How did you know?
Okay.
It was right. Barely a rumble.
Here's the thing. Don't withhold your number. We're not going to do anything with it. You're not going to add you to a list or a mark. The only thing we would do with it is if you phone up and you'll race it. Hate speech. It's the only time we'd use it and we'd pass it on to the police. So you're not going to do hate speech when you phone in. So we're not. I don't look at these. This is my Skype, right? I don't look at these. I don't call people back. Nothing. I might type a name by it or like a little phrase by it. So if you call back, I can go, because I don't remember anything. So I can go, all right, it's Dave, or it's the guy that likes the Rolling Stones, or whatever, right? But that's it. So please don't withhold your number, because we don't really take withheld numbers. Mm. The only reason you'd withhold it is because you were going to say something obnoxious. You can come on and say stuff that is uncomfortable, right? You can come on and say stuff that is... You can come on and use a different name or whatever, but just don't come on and hate speech. And that is the only time we would take your number and we forward it onto the police. Otherwise, you know, I don't use the number. Use the number. It's the only phone-in show on Twitch. What the hell, you know, do anything with it. Well, I mean, we'll take this.
As we get
this is the last. This is the last withheld number we'll take. Hello. There we go. That's it. No more withheld numbers tonight, guys. No more withheld numbers.
Gertrude Perkins knows your pain.
You've been there, brother.
Got bitten by a cat in 2013. It bit me, did a victory roll, and bit me again. Next time my arm was in agony and I needed antibiotics.
Ian and Catherine in a nutshell. That's okay. I'd like to see us in a nutshell.
I love you. I think the world of you.
Oh, it's soppy sandwich time.
You ruin it with shit talk, literally.
It's soppy sandwich time. Oh, that's why they're saying in a nutshell. Yep. All right. Stuff like this makes me...
I love you. I think the world of you. I'm really proud of
how... I didn't give you permission to touch me. Look at my hair.
That looks great. I can't wait to have it all cut off. I don't need it.
She doesn't. What are we looking at? You're looking at the camera then, but you weren't before.
I was looking at the chat. I'm always showing off
to the
chat.
We're both here. We should be here.
Well, I was talking to you.
Baby's first puke. Banned. Should have gone with it. Mods. Banned. Should have gone with it. I was testing it to see if my instinct was up to it or not. And it was.
I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you. And, God, look how far you've come.
I think one of the cats has done a shit.
I love you. I think the world of you. I'm really proud.
That is funny. Can we... How do we... Let's tweet that. That is funny.
Look at those two. Aren't they beautiful?
I don't know who that one on the left is. Is that the...
another one.
Ollie Murs.
Yeah, if you want.
Okay.
It's Morrissey. It's Morrissey.
I don't really want Ollie Murs.
Not Molly.
Chris Murs. Has he got a brother called Chris? Chris Murs.
I wish he did. He has got a twin.
They all fell out, didn't they, that family? Because of his shit music. Right.
I like him. I think he's chirpy.
I knew which one was Harry Styles. I'm not totally nuts. This is really starting to recede. It's receding, and that's fine. I'm approaching 50. I'm approaching 50. My hair can recede. What am I going to do? I don't actually. Anyway, 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. If you want to send us stuff, you're very welcome. TLNA, PO Box 1181, Aylesbury, HP 22. I'm trying to cover up the thing. HP 22 9TE. That's the thing.
There you go. Okay, he's gone now.
I'm loving this long hair. I want it cut back a bit.
I was watching Eurovision the other day. It's the Brosnan.
This is too long for Brosnan.
Achieved.
Too long for Brosnan. But I wanted it and I had it for a while and I've gone past it. Yeah. Shall we?
It's an excellent look.
What we're going to do is we're not taking any withheld
calls.
No. In fact...
What are you thinking?
What do you think? You don't know what I was thinking?
I do.
What?
Yeah.
What did you think I was thinking?
Mm.
Well, say it. Otherwise you're just going to go, that's it. Well, say it. Otherwise you're just going to
It's a secret.
Well, what?
No. You know what you were thinking.
Donuts.
What was I thinking? Thank you, Al Boyder.
Go on, canva.com.
Oh, you're such a nobber.
Did you like that film of my cat snoring earlier on?
That was outrageous.
She's so loud.
That was outrageous.
It's because of the flat face.
Here we go. So, no withheld. Withheld? No.
Withheld. I think it is double H. Let me just double check.
No. No. What word would you get two H's together?
It is. It is.
How about if we did it like this?
Is that better? Do you feel better about that?
It's not going to make me happy.
Like, I don't like writing no one. It looks like Noon.
Peter Noon. What are we going to do here?
Write it and just suck it up, buttercup. This is Twitch. No one cares about spelling.
No withheld.
It's quite obvious by the chat.
No withheld numbers. I can't. That makes me uncomfortable. So we can do that. And we're going to animate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where's the animate button?
Do something proper snazzy with it, like Top of the Pops 1990.
Got it. Accept all cookies. How do we do it? Animate. Where's the animate button, please? Can someone see the animate button? Position. Nope. Can someone see the animate button, please? Pete cares about spelling. Yeah, you won't care about spelling when you're in hospital. Which you will be, actually. Very, very, very soon. Where is the animate button?
Pan down. You've got more
stuff. It's not down here. I don't know. Top right. Where top right?
Dots.
Add page. Oh, they went to the friggin' dots. Recommend. This is publishing. How do we animate? Effects. Where's effects? Well, where does it say effects? Effects, maybe. Okay, yeah, that's a great idea. Sorry, where does it say effects? Tumble. There we go. Got it. I found it. Are you going back to Google it?
No, I wasn't. I'm going on Twitter. Not that it's any of your business.
There we go. That's it. That's what we want. And we're going to make it.
Make it bigger. Bigger still.
That doesn't look central. Who cares?
It's not central, is it?
Ozabala, Elena, Dulovolo, Kinaza. None. Oh, no, we fucked it up. Go back. There we go. And let's play it. No withheld numbers.
None.
And then we download that as MP4.
Oh, Kavis Tarabi says, bring it on.
Who's Kavis?
Carvis.
Correct.
Donuts.
Tomorrow night or the week of the 19th. Hope you're all well. There we go. Actually, I don't even want that video. I'm not going to use it. Right. So, I just can't be bothered. There's too much of this graphic stuff. It's all about the voice. Sorry?
Yeah.
Hello. Is Vic there? Pete,
here we go, Spellmaster General.
Actually, I think you'll find in Doctor Who that I do mind spelling, actually, Ian. And in Doctor Who, someone guided a raid to me, and even though it was, oh, is it connected to him? Hello,
hello, Tapeford.
Are you done?
Shit, I didn't know you were there.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Pete.
I would like to appeal for some clemency for someone who I feel should not have been banned.
Okie dokie, yeah, okay. Please. You'll like this one. Go on. And also, I like the fact that you're not playing, because after the banning, you're like, I'm a mod, I'll unban you. And now your testicles, I can hear them contracting as you speak to the mistress and the master. Away you go.
Well, you know, so Andrea HH was banned.
Andrea_H_H was banned. Yeah.
I remember that, yes.
Yep.
Banned by Mandy, who is always been the most overzealous of the mods.
Ooh.
This is great.
Turning on each other like rats in a sack.
This is great hearing one side of the story. Carry on, Pete. Carry on. Let's hear what you've got.
Banned for the crime of being in my stream.
No. Is that what she said? Is that what Andrea said to you?
Her recollection differs somewhat from ours.
Is that what Andrea said to you?
I think it was something like that.
Because if we were just banning people that are in your stream, then
there are quite a few.
Floss would have got banned, and so would a Kentucky Dan. They didn't get banned, even though their names were not called out. But even though their names were called out in the register, they're not banned. I'm disgusted with them. Floss is a piece of trash, and Kentucky Dan can go to the Kentucky Derby, as far as I'm concerned. But yet they're not banned. So again, let's go back to the story. Andrea told you she was banned for being in your chat, but other people that are in your chat are not banned. Okay. Can you?
No.
Hang on a minute. We've got problems.
It sounds like we've got a Pete in a box.
Well, I can hear. Why can't you hear? Hang on. If you go... There. Can you hear? Oh, it's your headphones.
Hello, Pete. Hello. Can you speak?
Yes. Hello.
That sounds really quiet. Listen, my...
Well, your things are probably dirty.
No.
Jesus Christ. Well, then... I'm so sorry, Pete, because my moment of power...
Okay, she said she'd been banned for snitching.
That's better.
Stop trying to emasculate me in front of the most emasculed man.
I've not touched it.
Pete.
She did say she'd been banned for snitching.
Well, that's quite a different offence then, isn't it?
It's different from what you said.
She came in, she said, Ian is being brutal over on his.
Yeah.
Then she said, I've been busted, eek. And then she said, banned for snitching.
Okay. I'm curious as to why you said that she'd been banned just for being in your chat. So you're kind of making up your own narrative. Two things. I said in the chat, we were reading out the
names. Should be in bed.
Should be in bed. We were reading out the names. These are grown adults, Drew, yes. Jim, a little bit harsh there, but okay. We were reading out the names of the people that were in your chat that would normally be in ours.
The splitters.
Right?
Yeah.
And we were seeing if they had both windows open to help both viewing figures, which is a perfectly fine, acceptable thing to do.
Friendly.
They weren't. Kentucky Dan and Floss can go and themselves, as far as I'm concerned.
But they are two of my favourite.
That's great. They can go and themselves, as far as I'm concerned. Right? And then I said, very specifically, if anybody tells Pete that this is what we are doing, then you will be banned.
It was said very clearly, Pete.
Andrea, about 15, 20 seconds later, so you can't blame it on the time delay, Andrea then came and basically said to you, Pete, do you mind if Ian bans me, please? I'm asking for Ian to ban me now. That's point one. Second point, and perhaps the most important point, what day is it today, Pete?
What day is it today? It is Thursday.
Thank you very much.
You're
indeed.
You're a man of detail, Pete, in every other way.
Thank you. Sorry, Catherine, what day do we do Judge Boyle unban requests?
Friday.
And what day is it today?
Thursday.
And we do the unbans?
Tomorrow.
Hang on a second, I'm confused. What day is it today?
It's Thursday.
Okay, and when do we do the unbans?
Friday.
Right, and so today is Friday?
No, it's Thursday.
But he wanted to do an unban?
Very unusual.
So today is?
Thursday.
And tomorrow is?
Friday.
Okie dokie.
there is a procedure. There are people who've been queuing up waiting for justice, and yet someone who, let's be honest, flouted the rules in the first place, wants to leapfrog those people who've been very patiently taking their time.
Yeah.
Admittedly, some of them are scumbags and they're going to be dealt with very quickly. But they will be dealt with.
With my fist. And some. Thank you, Sam Makes Code, for that tenor. That is appreciated. Thanking you very, very much. We've done a lot of donation talking today, and that's the only person. Joe is confused because Bin Day is late this week. I know. Bin Day is. Yeah, I know. So the recycling came on Saturday instead of Friday. God knows when the real. I should put the bins
out. Is what you're saying that I should be judging people today?
No.
Okay, good.
God, on Saturday.
No.
Very quickly, let's go through our wonderful, wonderful sponsors. By the way, if you want to sponsor this show, you get like two or three mentions per show in our own style. Sometimes you get songs, you get a little scene. Sometimes we'll be rude about your product.
Yeah, you'll get attitude.
You also get a mention in the poddy, and you'll get an occasional mention to my 99,600 followers on Twitter. It's really, really simple. You just send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. latenightalternative@gmail.com. Tell us a little bit about your business. Just a paragraph, a link to your website, please. We'll have a look. If we think we can work together, we will send you how much it costs. It's a few hundred quid a week. And if you book 4 weeks, we give you a discount.
Tell them how many viewers we had the other day.
Oh, well, one of our shows had like 105,000 views. Some of them, the show we did the other days had 5,000 views, which is still great. Some of them get 105,000. In fact, let's just go and check those stats. If I would go here, and then I would go here, because I want you to know this is not bullshine. An error occurred listing the videos. Oh,
we have got videos.
Oh, turns out we haven't got any videos. Okay, let's just go through some of these numbers so you can see that this is good, right? This is good, right? So 4,500, nearly 5,000 for that, one for that. That's not so good.
But they're unpublished.
Here we go. 104,986 for a show on the 1st of April, you see? And there's a couple more like that. I think we've lost a lot of the videos for some reason. Anyway, so that's by the by. So 105,000 views. Send us an email, latenightalternative@gmail.com, and that's good. Now, so let's do some of these sponsors. Just do them briefly and we'll do a little bit longer later on. Catherine Boyle.
34SP.com, web hosting with a heart. They are fantastic. They've got great customer service. If you want to set up your WordPress but don't really know what you're doing, then they're the right people because they will give you all the tools you need, but also back up on the phone, and they speak human being as well as geek. Also, you can use the code TLNA when you check out and you get 3 months for free. So if after that time you haven't got the hang of it or you can't work it out, you don't like it. You can walk away and you don't pay a penny.
So that is the magnificent. I'm just going to find the video that we're going to watch. Magnificent34sp.com. Catherine, by the way, please
click on this link because no one clicked on it last week and it looked bad for us. Just click on it.
Just have a look. Surfshark's a virtual private network or a VPN. It means that you can safeguard your information. It means that you can hide your IP address so people can't trace you and send trackers and all that kind of stuff. But it also means you can watch Netflix from America. Or if you're in America, you can watch what crazy whacksters in the UK watch on Netflix. So if you've completed it during lockdown, it kind of unlocks the next level for you. That's Surfshark. They've got a fantastic deal on there, but you have to click on the link to see it.
Let's go to the guys at AbbeyCare, please, just while I try and start this video. Catherine, I appreciate you doing
that. AbbeyCare, fantastic supporters of this show. You know, we do a lot of talk about addictions and recovery, and these are people who I entrusted with my best mate, and they sent him back to me fixed, kind of. Give them a shout if you are struggling with anything. We're talking food, sex, drugs, alcohol, all of them.
Cheese pies.
Whichever it might be. Have a chat with them about it. They have a facility in Gloucester and they have one in Glasgow. And they will also take 25% off if you mention this advert.
Go on, one last one, just while I'm sorting this out. I'm nearly there, sorry.
GELAW.co.uk, run by Richard Gregorian, right? He's fantastic. He's been supporting us for 4 years, and he's extremely generous.
It is 4 years, actually, as well.
He's the guy that buys all the prizes that we give away and stuff. You know, he wants to make sure that we keep going because he thinks what we're doing is important. Because we're kind of the same mind. So, yes, he's a divorce lawyer. That's never pleasant. But he makes it his mission not to make it any more difficult than it already is. What he wants is to make it as smooth as possible so you're all still a family on the other side of it and you have the best chance of making life better for the kids once you split up. You're still a family, just in different houses.
Mark very kindly reminds me, I've yet to add GE Law to the Nightbot message. Thank you. That'll get sorted, Richard. Apologies. So if you want to sponsor us, you want to get mentioned, and it does work because we've got Visa coming back in 2 weeks. Wonderful Viz got in touch and said, we had great success. We did a week and we had great success. Can we do another week with you? We had like 100 subs to Viz. So don't sign up for Viz until I get back from my holidays. All right. Thank you, Stewpot, for the bits.
Thank you.
Because so we get loads of companies coming back. 34SP, I think it's the third time they've come back. Certainly the second, maybe the third.
I think I might have put 3 or 4 on the invoice. I can't remember.
So this is a program I tried to find the other day. It's a documentary that was on Sky. It's called Darts Players' Wives.
What's it about then?
I don't know. Let's find out.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't make
Darts is dominated by larger-than-life characters.
And for some reason, this is only available on a hookie, on a legitimate Chinese viewing service subscription. Chinese subscriptions.
And behind every great player, there's a great darts player's wife. These women are the unsung heroes of the sport. They keep the show on the road and their men at the hockey.
If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have the dart players with the love and support we give them.
Her chest is an optical illusion.
Mm.
I couldn't work out whether I was coming or going when I was looking at her boobs.
Player's wife. These women...
And hers.
Women are the unsung heroes of the sport. They keep the show on the road and they
might be nudity in this.
What? Why?
No.
The men at the hockey.
If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have the dart players with the love and support we give them.
Glamour, money, drugs, just three of the things darts women don't have.
I love it. This is that kind of late 90s, early 2000s. But Mel Goodrich, I think, is brilliant. She's such a lovely person.
Life may be a little more larder than Prada, but they know how to party and they stand by their men.
I love him. I could never walk away. I adore the bloke.
These women give...
But that's like love anyway. Darts or...
Dart love is different, is it? Dart love. I don't want to think about it.
If 180%...
Stop popping up, please.
It's the royalty there.
That's Catherine in 20 years.
It's me now. We're talking about... That's you.
It's
now.
Me. Trying to...
And without them, the players would be lost and darts would be just another game.
Do you remember this, Joe? My sister's in the chat. This was a big show, right? I remember this got a lot of coverage for some reason, and it was on Sky, Sky 3.
Gosh.
There's Sky 3 anymore.
There's more to darts than beer and fags. This is a sport full of skill and drama. It's a sport that...
Not allowed to drink now, no.
...can break a man, which is where the women come in. They share every defeat. They celebrate every victory. Take Rachel Bax.
Oh, look at the old days when people could be near each other. Do you remember those? Yeah. Over a year since we've been able to do that. We booked tickets for a gig yesterday, July the 4th.
Yeah.
Liam, can't remember his last name. Liam came up, who called us up. He messaged me on Twitter because I posted the video of us getting a lot of racist abuse. He happens to be a person of colour and said, oh, man, some of the shit I get on my stream is just terrible. And so he called in and it's a very clever way of him... tricking us into buying tickets.
I feel like we've been done, yeah, but I'm happy to be so. Listen, I don't think... I can't believe
Liam
it's going to happen.
Thank you, Elephant Man. Liam Bailey.
It will happen, but I still
July
can't
the 4th,
allow myself to
the
believe it.
Jazz Cafe, which I've never been to. I've been past it so many times. It's in Canada. I've been past it 1,000 times. I used to go... used to get to a record shop going past it. Never been in there. I bought the tickets. She's buying the food.
Subway.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I was going to say, it's not my story to tell.
What story?
You're about Subway in America.
I'll tell you about Subway.
Can you tell us that? My boys had their first Subway the other day. My 9-year-old had it, and he loved it so much that we went back the next day with my 11-year-old, and the guy went, "Oh, you've come back," and we loved it. And I really like a Subway. And Catherine doesn't
so
like.
Fond.
Catherine's not so fond, but I think there's a reason for it. This is a really lovely story, actually. But I think there's a
right. Subway for me for years has always been. Whenever I think of Subway, I think of sweaty meat kept in cup in drawers. Right, they pull it out of the drawer and it's got it wrapped up. And but having spoken about it to Ian, at the time I ate the most Subway sandwiches and possibly the
this
last
is a
time
lovely
I had
story.
One was when I went to New York before I was married.
Gemma
before there were any children.
I'm a Subway lover. I'm making my own jokes.
Foot long, Gemma. Anyway, I got taken to New York and I was really excited about it. I've always wanted to go. I was obsessed with Audrey Hepburn and Breakfast at Tiffany's and all those things.
Did you see them?
What?
Did you see Audrey Hepburn and Breakfast at Tiffany's there?
I saw Tiffany, but I didn't.
Did you have breakfast?
I had breakfast.
At Tiffany?
No, at Subway. Because what happened was we ate everything. It was always bloody Subway. And I was thinking, we're in New York and, you know, it's the holiday of my dreams. My sister helped us out with the tickets because she was working for Virgin at the time. You know, we'd had a really nice flight over there and it was like Subway-tastic. I was getting quite bunged up, if I'm honest, because that's a lot of bread, right? And it wasn't until the last day when I was proposed to and taken to buy a very expensive engagement ring.
He was saving his money.
He was saving his money, which is why we were eating butties every day.
He was spending all of his money on the ring.
Yeah.
And that's why you were having butties and you were getting grumpier.
Well, I was just thinking,
I love it.
You know, full of bread. And also, I like a Subway, but I don't want them every day.
Jim says, footlong Italian BMT. What's BMT? Toasted with cheese, all the salad stuff. I feel embarrassed to ask for all the salad, but next, I had these two Subways. It's the first one I've had in years and years and years. I do love a Subway. But then I always used to have too many of them, and I just thought, I can't have a Subway ever again. But they are nice. A chicken tikka. Chicken tikka with some salad and chipotle. And the first one time I had last week was the meatballs. Meatballs.
I think I was just having like the thin beef and cheese every day. Still, nice ring.
Well, it would be clean after that. Oh, you mean the...
Oh, there is another story.
Turkey.
No, I'm not going to tell that story.
why?
Well, we were both suffering a little bit, but probably because of the amount of bread we were eating. And you know, like...
Come here, there's more.
You know, American toilets are kind of shallow.
Shallow. The water's very high, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the toilets are low.
So... Yeah, oh. So he finally went, and it was like a goldfish one. You actually had to flick the side of the bathroom to make it stop. He took a picture of it.
The first...
He said, look at this. I went, I'm not going to come in there and look at what you've just done. So he took a picture of it.
The first time you poo in an American toilet, it is mind-blowing.
It's too close?
It is harsh. My accountant says, all the salad is imperative to ensure value for money. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Also...
He's basically saying I can write Subways off.
Also, in in the restaurants, when you go and use the bathroom there, right?
Yes, sir.
Why is it that as soon as you sit down, you can see everyone's knees, right? There's divisions, but I suppose it's so people can't get locked in.
Their door, toilet cubicle doors are very
high.
Low.
Yes.
Low and high.
Yes.
Low and high.
And years later, when my sister was living in America, we went over to see her, and so we went. I took the kids, and I'd taken my eldest and potty training her. She was very vocal on the potty.
Oh.
She used to.
Oh,
so
work
we used
it,
to say,
sister.
If we go out, what you want to do is just drop it quietly.
Oh,
and so we were in this loo in America. She said, I need to go to the loo. And so I sat her on the pot and I was sort of looking the other way, giving her some privacy. Both in the same cubicle. And she went, don't worry, Mum. I'm going to drop it quietly. And the woman next door could obviously hear us. And I didn't realise she was there until I heard this sniggering from next door.
If I had been that woman, out of solidarity, I'd have dropped mine loudly. Don't be embarrassed, honey. You let it go however it comes out.
Push that out. I'm going to drop it quietly. I didn't sing the Peppa Pig song. I saved that for home.
We're going on error. Come here, there's more.
Bend over, let me wipe your bum. I'm only doing this because I am your mum.
Right, if you don't clip that and make that go viral, right, send that to JVS, send that to Roberto Peroni, send it to Laura Moss, send it to those people and say, yeah, that's right, she left.
She's arrived.
She left and you know, okay, so it's not going well, but it doesn't matter.
Is that actually a song on Peppa Pug? Yes, yes it is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello? We can't hear you very well.
I've got you closer there.
There we go.
I don't know why I said sorry that I missed you when you missed me, but that, by the by. So I always get really nervous speaking to you, so apologies. I don't know why, but I do. What I wanted to speak about was this week I lost a friend, and I've obviously lost family members and that across time, but it's one of the only times I can remember that I have actually lost a friend, that I, somebody who was very close to me. And they were in the army and moved away, and I kind of didn't keep in as much contact that I probably should have done. I kind of feel bad about that. So, yeah, sorry. I'm just so nervous. And I do apologize. But I just.
Don't be nervous about you. You're doing great. Go on.
I feel bad for his family, obviously, because he's not about anymore. He's a young lad. So 35, no age at all, really.
Yeah.
Left people behind. And. Yeah, so I feel terrible for the family that he won't be there anymore. It's just really... Sorry, I'm...
How do you feel?
For me personally, I feel sorry that I didn't keep in as much contact as I have. We obviously messaged and stuff when he'd moved away, you know. Got posted. That's what happens in the military. When he was in the same village as myself, we used to go to football matches. We used to drink down the pub. We used to go over each other's houses, and they introduced us to Thanksgiving and things like that. So they embraced us into their life in the way that they couldn't with their own families at the time. And then he moved away, and we did keep in contact, but it was mostly talking about football when football was on. And tonight there is a game on that I know he certainly would have been following. And I still live in the same village. I still walk past the house that he used to live in, and that's... I reflect on it. I'm not...
You've not answered the question.
Sorry?
The question was... there's no judgment in any of this at all. It's just interesting. I asked a very specific question. How are you feeling?
How am I? I feel sad.
Yeah.
But I guess I can't have too many feelings about it because he was my friend, but there were people that were closer to him, his family.
You can't. I've never heard that sentence before. You can't have too many feelings about it.
No, I feel selfish about feeling.
But why? That's what you feel.
Yeah, but like the family.
They've got their feelings. By you feeling that, are you stopping the family feeling?
No, but I just don't. I don't know.
Is it selfish?
I just don't want to be judged for. I don't know what I'm trying to say. My apologies.
I think I know the answer to this. Who's judging you?
Nobody currently.
There's one person judging you and telling you that your grief is wrong, and that person is you.
I don't resent having grief or anything like that. I totally am, but he's being he's being buried tomorrow, so it's still kind of.
Are you able to? Are you? I don't know what the rules are at the moment. Is there a funeral?
He's in America. I can watch on a live stream, which kind of is morbid, but I will do it.
I'm really enjoying telling my boys whenever something happens, big or small. They've not had a big death yet, but it will happen, and they've not had a big death. But I just take them to one side and say, listen, whatever you're feeling now is absolutely fine. The last one I can think of is when I told them that my mum, who is very ill anyway, is in a care home, had COVID. And I said to the boys, I'm going to tell you that Nanny Linda's got COVID. And I said, we had a little chat about it. And I said, look, whatever you're feeling now is fine. If you're upset, that's fine. If you're angry, that's fine. If you think it's funny, that's fine. If you're not that bothered, that's fine. All of those things and everything in between is absolutely fine, because what we feel is right for us at that moment, right?
Yep.
And what you're feeling is right for you. It's great that you're concerned for the family members, but you can't play. I wasn't as close as like his sister, so I shouldn't be as. What you're feeling now is what you're feeling. It's what you're feeling, and it's the right feeling for you at this precise moment. You know. You sound like a really, really good man, and
for everything.
Well, you know, I'm sure you've done some dumb things as well. You know,
I'm trying to be a decent person.
Yeah, you sound like a decent person.
You're totally right. Yeah. I've made some silly decisions in my time. I've said silly things, and I've done. Yeah,
it's kind of irrelevant in how you feel right now, and you miss your friend, and you regret. I'm hearing that you regret that you didn't do more. Guess what? If you'd have been on the phone to him every single day, I suggest you would probably be going, oh, man, I should have flown over there and seen him. Whenever someone dies, we often feel like I didn't do enough. And that's really, really common. And you did what was right for you and what was right for you.
Can I make a suggestion? Concentrate on what you did. Concentrate on those moments that you had.
We enjoyed some really good times, you know. Like on their birthday, my wife was away with the kids, and I'd swapped the alternator on his car, and they invited me over. We had a deep south seafood, big plate of different types of. First time I've ever had that, and that was great. You know, first time that we'd had, we was in their garden. They had. Have you ever had deep fried turkey?
Oh no!
I've
God,
seen
I
the
want
accidents
it.
Online when they try and do
oh,
it.
Oh, I want it's it,
amazing.
Baby!
So they had this giant gas burner in their garden with a massive vat full of peanut oil, and from frozen in like 20 minutes, this thing was cooked throughout, and it was delicious.
Yeah,
it was.
And that hasn't gone. still exists.
It hasn't.
That still exists. Yeah. And you can access that at any point that you want. And that's a great story and that's a great memory. Have you cried for him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I
don't think I've cried enough. I've had teary moments. Yeah, so it's, and it, most of it at the moment, I'll be totally honest, is I'm thinking about how his daughter, because, you know, same age as my daughter, they went to school together.
Yeah.
I feel like, what would my daughter be going through if I suddenly wasn't there anymore? And that just drives me bananas.
Suck sounds flippant. I don't mean to sound flippant, but how old is his daughter?
She was slightly older than mine, but they was in the same year group. So my daughter's just turned 7, so she's probably 8 by now.
Have you spoken to his family?
They so his wife went offline from the only way that I could get in contact.
Yeah.
She has recently become online again. I've passed over messages, but she's been getting inundated because he was in the military for quite a number of years from a number of places and has a numerous amount of contacts. So there's a lot
inundated
of people.
Inundated with what? With emails or phone calls or what?
That kind of thing. So just generic contacts that the same it's that I would be able to get hold of them.
Here's the one thing I know, not so much about death, but when someone gets very, very ill, and I think it's kind of similar to some people, it is the same as a death, is no one knows what to say. So no one says anything, because I'm not going to say anything to that person, to that husband or that wife whose partner has died, because I don't know what to say. And it makes me feel really uncomfortable. And there'll be someone else that will do it and it'll be fine. And actually, I think that there is something really powerful in phoning up and saying, I don't know what to say, but I'm here.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But I've only got his phone number.
Have you called it?
So the way that he passed, that would be gone.
Okay. I understand. Okay. Thank you for treading carefully around that.
I was going to send a message, even though I know that he's not ever going to get it.
Oh, do that. I would suggest do that. That's a great thing to do.
Do you have their address?
No. I know where he lives, roughly, as in the state. Mm. But we used to just keep in contact in WhatsApp or in Facebook or on Instagram. You know, he would, like, I got his phone number from the UK. Obviously,
you don't know, like, his mum or his dad. I don't know if they're still around or anybody like that.
I went to a football match with him and his dad when he came over.
Yeah.
We went to Peterborough United and we went and watched. I can't remember who we see, but it was just a nice time out, ate some pies and stuff like that. So I know his dad's still about.
Stop talking about food, man, because it all just sounds.
So hungry, we've not had our tea.
Fried turkey and now pies at football matches. Oh, David, yes, mate. Again, these are all great memories, you know, and we're laughing about you having pies at a football match with your friend who's part. You know, this is great. Sorry, but Karen, you're telling me about his dad.
Yeah, so I've met him a couple of times. Very nice chap. He's still about. Again, he's somebody who's got a plethora of contacts, and
you know
he probably
he
doesn't. Yes, but I can't get there.
Well, here's my suggestion: write a letter.
I certainly will try.
Fill it full of the things that you would like his daughter to know. Maybe not for now, but for the future. Put all those memories in there. The turkey, everything. Put it all in there. If you decide you want to send it, it'll keep.
Yeah. So we have sent over flowers to the funeral parlour.
Beautiful.
There's been a lot of people in our village that they've had close personal contact with that all wanted to send over something. So they've made flowers and then something a little bit more permanent for them for, I guess for peace. I'm not sure.
But the reason, listen, the reason I'm suggesting that you make contact with family members is not to appease, not to necessarily help the other family members, although I'm sure it would. It's to help you. It's to give you some kind of contact with him through his flesh and blood, and through his loved ones. And if you are unable to do that, then you know, a virtual funeral might be a great way of connecting. If at any point during it you feel uncomfortable, you can just switch off. You know, it's, you can walk out the room. It's all good. Whatever you do, from the moment you found out for the rest of your life around him, he is right. It's right. Yeah. There's no wrong about it. And you're right. You probably need to. You possibly need to cry a lot more. My dad died 8 years ago, and at the weekend I was in floods of tears and telling him what a bastard he was because I wanted to talk to him. You know, and I was very emotional for all kinds of reasons. But 8 years later, 8 years later, I was doing that guttural animal sound that I'd never heard a human make until my dad died. And suddenly I was howling like a dog. I'd never heard that sound before. And I've spoken to people and it's a common thing. But this is 8 years later. So you quite possibly have a lot more crying to do and a lot more talking to do. I'm such a big fan. So I'm training to be a counsellor of talking. Whether it's talking to me and Catherine, whether it's talking to his wife or his dad, whether it's talking to the guy sat next to you at the bus stop, whether it's talking to a priest or a doctor or a counsellor or a Samaritan or whatever, or talking to yourself or going out for a walk and talking to him, you know, talking, man.
I mean, I've had moments of like deep reflection, remembering as if I'm talking to him.
Yeah,
remembering things, but I think maybe I need a bit more practice. But I don't want to sour the tone too much. No,
you haven't. This is real life.
It's part of life.
This is what we used to call, we haven't used this phrase for ages, but clunky gear changes. And this is what we always used to like to do on the radio show is be having a, this is the perfect example, having a laugh at darts players' wives and then getting a call about actually life is tough and ultimately it's meaningless. And at some point we're all going to fall off this rock.
But everyone listening to this, everyone watching this gets it, right? Because if you've ever loved somebody, this is unfortunately the payoff. This is what happens if you win, if you find that special person in your life. So, and you can't outrun it and nor should you. Just allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling.
You know, in many ways, if somebody was poorly or older, or you might, you know, have a little bit more time to reflect on it. But literally I woke up one morning and a friend texted me.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This person's gone. I know you was really close to them. And I was like, sent the wrong message to me. Who the hell's he meant this for? And then I found out. So could I talk about something else? Whilst I'm here.
Miserable prick. Of course you can, David. Of course you
can. All right, so I'm DJ Moo in the chat.
Yeah, DJ Moo in the house.
All right.
In the chat.
Did Lonely God plug his baking on Saturday?
What?
Because he said he was going to talk to you.
Oh, we cut him off.
And you spoke to him a second ago.
He wanted
didn't
me to
you?
Go and kill a baby or something. I thought.
Yeah,
I said,
did.
Yeah.
I can't get involved in that
he
chat.
Talked about...
What's his baking? What's he baking?
He's doing. Well, he'll probably chime in, but he was doing something now. I think it was with Floss as well, where they're gonna
Floss is dead to me. Okay, but carry on.
Oh, sorry, so just Lonely God at this point.
Yeah, Lonely God. Okay. Yeah,
so he's doing some baking of some spiral bread or something like that on Saturday morning.
Right,
he said that he would talk to you at some point.
Right.
And
can I David, do I have your permission? Are we, because I can I call cut you off and call him back?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right. Listen, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Let's get this. What's this piece of trash one?
Spiral bread, you say? Why is everyone talking about food?
We've done 3 hours. We're nearly done. Dave's offline, mate.
Probably doing something tasty.
I'd delete it.
Yeah,
Hello. What's this about you cooking?
Spiral
bread. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Well, I wasn't going to do that tonight. But no, I have started streaming, as you know. And on Saturday, so I normally do painting and stuff and miniatures. But on Saturdays, I've been doing something we've been calling Saturday for Kitchen.
Satter which Dave, is because his name is Dave. His name is Satter,
which is people cooking on Zoom on stream.
By the way, there are now you. By the way, you timed it right. Your first call, we had 800 viewers. This call, 3,500. Well done,
nearly
buddy.
Four,
nearly 4,000. Well done,
you
David.
You could call it Dave Scott Buns.
Oh, he's frozen! Oh! Unlucky, mate. Oh, well, we'll never know about it. Unlucky, buddy.
St. John's in the house.
Can I read you a poem?
St. John's in the house. Oh, a poetry on the...
Yeah, I know. Can I read you a poem? It just seems apt that I have this poem open on a tab about grieving. Because I'm writing an essay about grieving, right? And this is some poem, right? So I've got to write an essay. That isn't it. Maybe I don't have it. If I don't have... There it is. Right. This is a great poem, right? So I've been reading this a lot the last couple of days, trying to get in the vibe, because I've got to write an essay about grieving and existentialism and gestalt and person-centered therapy and this poem and how this stuff could help someone with grieving. So, you know, I'm not the greatest poetry reader and I'm not the biggest fan of poetry, but I just thought this was apt for what a lot of people are saying in the chat. So, if I should die and leave you here a while, be not like others, sore undone, who keep long vigils by the silent dust and weep. For my sake, turn again to life and smile, nerving thy heart and trembling hand to do something to comfort weaker hearts than thine. Complete those dear unfinished tasks of mine, and I perchance may therein comfort you.
Well, that's a pretty good poem, isn't it?
Two things. Oh, God, you're right, love. Do you want to hug? You're okay.
All right. I'm all right.
Two things. First of all, I didn't stop at the end of the lines. I read it properly like you're supposed to with poems, because the end of the line would have made it fit. So I did that. So it's a big thing. That's by Mary Lee Hall, and it's called Turn Again to Life, right? Some poem. I'm not a massive poetry fan, but we've been set this for an essay. And it's magic. May I ask what you're feeling now? You don't have to answer if you don't want.
Just that whole thing about not being able to outrun it. You know, I'm crying for people who've been gone for ages. It's been a really tough year.
Yeah, yeah.
And there have been moments where I've thought, and I've said it on here, I'm glad they're not here to go through this because they were not well to start with.
Yeah.
But you never feel like you're done, do you? You never feel like you said enough or were there enough.
Who are you thinking of? If you don't mind me asking again, you don't have to say.
My grandma, in particular, who I didn't see very much towards the end. And she was a long way away, and there was all kinds of reasons, but...
What did you want to say to her?
I said it.
Good.
I got to say it, and we were close, you know, we were close. And she was, you know, we were very alike in a lot of ways.
Annoying.
Yeah, really annoying. But... I also know that this feeling is because I loved someone very much, and it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, when you love someone that much, you miss them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Okay. I love you. I love you with all my heart. You're my best friend. And I feel I don't say that enough. And I
yeah.
will say that.
Do you know what I think it is with grandparents?
Yeah.
I was lucky that I had grandparents that adored me. And I think when you're an adult, you don't feel as looked after as when you're being looked after by your grandparents. I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss being a kid and sitting around there in my pyjamas and, you know, you know, all that stuff. I miss that. You know, being a grown-up is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that.
Anyway,
good poem.
Isn't it? I felt you flinch when I said, can I read a poem?
My emotions are very close to the surface.
I make up that expression, that crying there is similar to when I hugged my mum and it was partly, I think I make up, you tell me if I'm wrong, but the part of that was the acknowledgement. The last year has been such hard work.
Yeah.
And as parents... we kind of have to keep pushing through and keep being honest with our kids, but also saying it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. And there's not been anyone for us. No. Saying it's going to be all right. You know, it's been us doing the carrying a lot.
Yeah.
As parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I've got another poem.
Don't you dare. Don't you
write an essay about how that poem and could help with grief. And I think it's really powerful. It was read by Princess Diana's elder sister at her funeral, which was in September 1997.
My God.
Wow. There you go. There you go. We've got a phone call that we've missed. I hope they say bums, knobs and willies. Let's see. Let's see. They don't say it. Let's phone them back. Please say, just say bums, knobs and willies.
Welcome to the O2 messaging.
You snooze. Let's try Dave one more time. Let's try Dave one more time because I want to hear about his cooking. Some show, huh?
Yeah.
Is it funny where it can take you? Let's try again, big man. Here we go, big man. You've got to get your internet sorted out.
Tell us about your Twitter
phones. Sorry, I had to put my headset on. Hi, guys. Sorry, I've changed Wi-Fi now. So on Saturday, myself and Floss.
On when, sorry?
Saturday. For Saturday what? Kitchen.
Saturday, yes, on Saturday.
Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Myself and Floss are, I know she's the enemy of the chat, but we're going to do it anyway.
She was in,
are cooking some bread, some nice spirally stuffed bread and soup and stuff on Zoom, and we're going to be on Twitch. We're going to be doing it for the next couple of weeks as well. We've got myself and Chaz and Chaz Miller are doing burgers.
Chaz, I've got a lot of time for Chaz.
Yes.
She's training to be a midwife.
Very kind.
She's pulling babies out left, right, and centre. Mate, you should be centre. Just as a medical thing, babies should come out of centre. that's a top tip for all wannabe midwives.
We were both struck off before we learned that lesson. But
we were okay. Well, how do we find? And it's what you, is it? LonelyGod182 on Twitch.
Yeah, it's on my channel. Yeah, twitch.tv/LonelyGod182.
There's someone's Jim's just put a shout out in the chat for my good friend there, my good buddy.
And there's a few other people from sort of TLNA community who are going to be coming on as well. And, you know, who knows, Ian, you might want to come and ruin your kitchen one weekend.
I'll come in and do some cooking with you one day, man, definitely.
That'd be great.
My youngest one is sent me a recipe. He wants to cook popcorn chicken. And here's the thing what I'm doing now that I wouldn't have done 3 or 4 years ago.
I'm just going to get a tissue.
4 years ago, I lived in a flat. My youngest is really getting into cooking. He said, Daddy, I saw a YouTuber... And he was cooking popcorn chicken, and I know you probably won't want to, but I said, dude, you're saying you want to cook it? Send me the recipe. I will get the ingredients. You're making it. I will be your assistant. And I don't really like cooking. I don't get much pleasure out of it, but I get pleasure out of seeing my boy do it. And with him
He's
asking
so
me
good
for help.
As well.
He's so good. Get pleasure out of that. So, Dave, I would love to be on your stream cooking.
Myself and Sinjin are going to be linking up during his 24-hour stream at the end of, I think it's
maybe
start
that, May. I don't recognise that name.
Sinjin,
don't know that name. Don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's around every now and again. You'll probably recognise him if you saw
Absolutely
him.
No idea who that is, so we're going to end that call there. Dave, listen, best of luck, but plug away in the chat, please do. We missed a few. Sinjin is just touching bums, knobs and willies. Thank you. We missed a call.
Hooray.
Here. Let's try this call, and then we'll do Gatford. Then we're going to go back to those naughty... Naughty darts players' wives. Hello.
Hello. Just be in bed.
Let's go to Gatford. Bums, knobs, willies, peace and love. Who sent us a dirty dono? Let me just try this one more time.
You.
If this person. Hello. No, right, that's it. You're not getting answered anymore. You're getting blocked. Wasting my time.
If you need a cry, by the way, flipping that Mr. Rogers thing with Tom Hanks got me over the weekend. Was it the weekend or was it?
Doesn't like Neil Diamond when Tuesday. He's on Arsenio Hall, though, wearing the leather jackets, didn't he? He looked like Neil Diamond. Thank you for the bits.
Once I started with that film, I couldn't.
It's a really great, weepy film. I loved it. Oh. Hello. Sorry. Yeah, you're a Christian. That you're going to, you're actually going to go to hell. Do you believe in hell, Gatford? Are you a Christian that believes that hell is an actual real place, or do you believe that it is a concept?
It's distance from God for some people, isn't it?
It is a deep question. I'm sorry to just throw it out at you, but
does God love the devil? And I was thrown completely by that question so much that I went and asked one of the leaders of the church.
The answer is yes, Gatford. If you didn't know that, God loves everybody.
He said it's not important. It's an irrelevant question. Oh. And I think the same thing goes. And this was a man who's like gone to like theological college and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think the existence of hell is the same thing.
Well, is it an irrelevant question if there is a potential for one to be spending eternity?
Yeah.
There? I'm not calling you out, and I know that, and I'm not taking the piss either, which I think is more important. Genuinely interesting, because I don't know this about you, and I think it's kind of nice to kick these ideas around sometimes. Eternity is not irrelevant, I wouldn't have thought.
Not irrelevant, but it can distract from the main point, I suppose, would be more importantly.
Yeah.
If you sit around and think, it's like what a lot of people do about suffering.
Yeah.
When you talk to a Christian, you say, well, if God is love, why does he allow suffering?
Why do babies get cancer?
Yeah. But my response, or the response that I've grown up with, is no, you're missing the point. You should be focused on God and heaven and doing good and living the right life and following God and Jesus. Worrying about suffering is not your responsibility. And that might be a bit too blasé about it, but people get very fixated on what are not the main issues. Suffering is extremely bad and awful. But it's not for us to be worrying about.
What if we're the ones suffering, or if it's our loved ones suffering?
Absolutely, and we've all been through that. And your caller, a couple of DJ Moo was talking about it very passionately.
Yeah,
and yeah. I don't know that. And you said sometimes as a Christian, people look to you and go, "Well, how do you get through this? What do you do?" And it ain't no easier for anybody who has faith. You know. When it comes to that sort of thing,
don't.
I have all the answers. I don't.
Oh no, I don't. I for a long time thought, "Well, you've got to be Christian. You've got to have the answers." I don't. I would suggest that for some, I'm not telling you. I would suggest for some, it is easier having faith, and that is what it is. It's faith. Faith is something that is not really based on evidence or statistics. It's a faith. It's a belief that something is real. I have a belief in a higher power, right? I choose to call it God, but it's not some old dude, you know, with a big white beard. For me, my higher power is my kids laughing out in the garden. It's sunrise. It's hugging a tree. It's all that stuff. That for me is a higher power, right? The power that is greater than me. And that's something I learned in recovery. But that makes it easier for me, knowing that I am not in control of everything, that there is something bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in control of her. I can't control her. I'd like to think maybe I could, and sometimes I do think, you know, why isn't Kath doing what I want? Or I want Kath to get here an hour. You know, these things. But I'm in control of me, and that is it. That is all I have got. Go on, Gatford, sorry.
Did you ask her to come an hour earlier?
No, and I made that up. That's not. So please don't think that is a thing. I made that up totally. It's just off the top of my head. But I am powerless over people, places, and things, right?
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to get that. For a long time, I thought I was at the same time a piece of shit, but also the controller of the universe, right? And so for me, knowing there is a power greater than myself, even if that's physics, or, you know, accepting that actually does make my life a bit easier.
Is it a belief in order? That you don't need to be in charge of?
Oh, it's not order. There's no order. I don't see order. I see chaos.
But this higher power that you trust things to.
Yeah.
Because you believe that somehow things will get sorted out.
No.
Oh.
I don't think things... Well, It depends what you mean by... Gaffer just phoned up just to say bums, willies and puss. It depends what you mean by sorted out. It, you know, this too shall pass. Yeah. Everything will pass and everything will
it
be
okay.
It
might not be the way you want it to, but
exactly.
It will.
You know, I might not get that job. I might not keep this house. But what happens is what will happen and it will be okay. You know, and even if that means death, it will be okay. If I die, it will be okay. It's what happens.
The only thing that got me through the death of my dad is the knowledge, for me, that this isn't the last time I'll see him.
Right. So you think that you will be meeting him. You will meet him in hell when you go for being the awful human being that you are. No. So you believe that heaven is a real place, and you get there, and it's like it's all like IKEA furniture and. It's like this deep-fried turkey.
Hell for me, IKEA furniture.
You don't have to build it. It's built already.
Still, I don't love my front room looks like a catalogue, thank you.
Yeah. Well, good. I don't believe... I think when we die, it's the same as being just before you were born. What was that like? Well, no, it was nothing. And I think for me that death... The afterlife is the same as before life. And do you know what? 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I'd have gone, you fucking idiot. What the fuck is this shit you're talking about? Now, that works for you? Beautiful. That's how I'm evolving.
My youngest says she remembers not being a baby. She says that she remembers being in space, waiting.
Oh, record her saying that, please. Please interview her and record that. Do it in a kind of nice sort
I'll
of
ask her about slight, it tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, record that. That's great.
Children have a wonderful view of things like that. I remember when my dad passed away, my nephew was like, well, don't worry, Uncle Gary, you can still ring him. But they have phones in heaven. And it's that kind of thing, you know, and that kind of beautiful theory that, you know, and why don't they have phones in heaven? You know, they're fairly technologically advanced, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, but is that, and as you say, if she thinks that she can remember being in space, that's great.
I'm going to play a great sketch from Mr. Show in a minute. I'm gonna play great
I think it might be from Boss Baby, this idea that she has, but I'm not going to burst that bubble.
Burst the bubble. By the way, who's got two thumbs and eight toes and he's getting his second vaccine tomorrow?
Hey! Gizar! Gizar! Gafford, say hello to our friend St. John.
St. John, I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
Yeah, we haven't met yet. I've been called you a couple of times.
So good of you to jump online. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's the same. How are you doing that, Gafford? It's the same guy twice. How have you done that?
What?
Vaxford.
That's terrible.
Vaxford! Vaxford! Oh, Vaxford! Oh, Richard!
You said that. Come
on. Oh, and St. John.
Vaxford.
Because of St. John's dog, is Jaxford.
Jaxford? I'll take Jaxford. Jax is
I
right here.
I believe I'm
now.
Sort of creating, you guys are creating like a sort of little empire, you know, take
of larger bearded men. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
It's like the little terracotta army of soldiers.
How you Sinford
comes over, I'm going to get, I will allow him to put baubles in my beard.
Sinford and
Gaxford. Ooh, I'll bring some.
How you doing, St. John?
I'm good. I'm good. I thought this was an interesting conversation.
Do you
for
still
me,
would you've killed?
I do. So the reason I think it's interesting twofold. I've heard like theories about the fact that kids are like more in tune with like afterlife and stuff because they're so close to like the beginning of their life. Mm. So a lot of times they'll have like flashbacks of like their past lives. I don't know if you guys believe in reincarnation or anything. I can't hear Ian right now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Well, I was whispering.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Do you want me to whisper?
No, I was just saying thank. I was trying to politely say thank you to the two people that just subbed.
Thank you, two people that just subbed.
To me, not to you.
Oh, sorry, to you. to Ian and Kath then.
J-Bug and Fuego Jupiter. Thank you. And Pop Culture Monkey.
So do you believe in reincarnation and that, you know, that my kid might be saying something that's true and not just taken from Boss Baby, which is an excellent film?
It's hard for me. Like my whole like view on everything is I'm an agnostic. Like I want to believe that something is like
someone's
greater than
chat. The Proclaimers are looking well.
I'm going to enjoy going back after the chat on the chat after this phone call.
You two are such nice people, and you put up with so much crap for us. Thank you.
It
is mostly
off screen.
A lot of it is carrying by Ian, but yeah, I'm an agnostic, so I don't know. Like, I want to believe that something is like there's like a higher power, but I don't have like evidence, like strong enough evidence to like sway me one way. I don't think I'm like an atheist, though. Like, I don't just not
be in bed.
Belief. That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. You've done, and it's a tough thing for me in the fellowship, but you know, you kind of get tricked into believing in it. They basically go, look, do you accept that there might be something more powerful than you? And of course the answer to that is, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of in. Then you're over the line.
And also, how's it been working out for you on your own?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is heavy shit. We've got 4,500 people watching us get very, very X-y. I love it.
Welcome to Afterlife God Chat.
I love it.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.